There have been dire reports in recent months about the situation in Afghanistan and warnings of potentially disastrous consequences if NATO does not pull together to send in more troops and equipment. Afghanistan will be the main issue at the Bucharest summit, and NATO spokesman James Apatheri told VOA in an interview that NATO members are expected to reaffirm their long-term commitment and to stress the importance of getting the Afghans and the larger international community more involved.
NATO is not alone in Afghanistan. We should not be alone in Afghanistan, and we alone cannot provide the solutions for Afghanistan. We need the UN, we need the EU, we need the World Bank, we need the Afghans, all to do more, and we all need to do more together. So the comprehensive approach will be to look at Afghanistan in a regional context, and that includes, of course, very much the relationship with Pakistan and deepening our cooperation with the new government in Pakistan as we go forward.
Apatheri said NATO welcomes the expected announcement by France that it will send additional troops to Afghanistan. The summit will also focus on NATO enlargement, what countries get in and which ones get the nod of approval to begin the membership process. Again, James Apatheri.
There are three countries in the Western Balkans who are aspiring to join. That is Croatia, Albania, and the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. We will see in Bucharest if 0, 1, 2, or 3 get invitations. Georgia and Ukraine have both made public their aspirations to enter the antechamber, as it were, join the membership action plan, which does not mean membership, but it means that they're on the membership track without any specific timeline for when they could get in.
Albania and Croatia are widely expected to get a formal invitation to join NATO, while the status of Macedonia is less clear. NATO enlargement has been a contentious issue at times, not only among NATO members, but also with Russia, which sees the expansion of the alliance eastward as a threat. NATO spokesman Apatheri says Russia need not worry, but should be brought into discussions on the issue.
It is true that Russia is concerned about this. Our point of view is the successive rounds of enlargement have clearly demonstrated that NATO enlargement builds stability and security where it takes place. So we believe that it's the right thing to do for all of Europe, and that any other country, even outside of NATO, benefits from it. That being said, Russia has concerns. We should talk to Russia about those concerns, and we do, to try to assuage them.
NATO leaders will get a chance to discuss the issue with outgoing Russian President Vladimir Putin, who will be at the Bucharest summit. U.S. President George W. Bush has said he's in favor of Ukraine and Georgia joining NATO. Germany and France are among the member states against the idea, fearing it would hamper efforts to improve relations with Russia. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.